The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa.
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Ezekiel chapter 22 and the verse number 30. God is looking for an intercessor. God is looking for somebody who will stand in the gap for people who God's wrath is about to come upon them. God is in need of intercessors to stand in the gap for our nations, for our families, for our youth today. God is looking for intercessors for unbelievers, that they will also come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is looking for intercessors. In the days of Ezekiel, the prophet, God looked for intercessors, people who could stand in the gap, but he found none. In our prayer life, we need to create a room of intercession for people who we know and those whom we do not know. We need to intercede for missionaries that they will receive grace and strength to carry on the work of God wherever they are. We need intercessors in our day. Precious one, but how can we intercede when we have no understanding of intercession? Intercession is to stand in the gap on behalf, to plead, is to be like a lawyer for somebody, advocating for this person. If we are talking about intercession, one person we can learn intercession from is the man Moses. All right? Moses was an intercessor. Bible makes us understand that three times he fasted 40 days and 40 nights for the iniquities, guile, and transgressions of the children of Israel. This is the person who had a heart of intercession. And today I want to share with you something that we can learn when it comes to intercession for Moses. In Numbers chapter 14, the Bible says, when the 12 spies had returned from spying the promised land, they brought an evil report. God was not happy with the evil report they brought because they said that they are not able to possess the land. Therefore, they are going back to Egypt. God wanted to wipe them out, raise a new generation from Moses so that they can go and possess the land. It was a good offer to Moses, and it would have been a good offer to you or to me. But the Bible says that Moses rejected that offer for himself and went ahead to intercede on behalf of the children of Israel. And what went into the intercession is so powerful and profound. Moses interceded for the children of Israel in a way God could not resist, but to give him his request. His intercession focused on God himself and also five revelations of him. The five revelations of God that were central to Moses' intercession in Numbers chapter 14 were: 1. His power and presence. 2. His glory or his fame. 3. His covenant. 4. His word. And 5. His faithfulness. And I want to walk you through each one of them for you to appreciate how to intercede on behalf of others so that God can come through for them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Numbers chapter 14, the verse 13 and the verse 14, the Bible says that Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it. For thou brought up these people in thy might from among them. 1, Lord, the people, the Egyptians, the unbelievers, the uncircumcised, know that you delivered them. How you delivered them is a proof of the fact that you are mighty, you are powerful. Verse 14, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among these people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud stand over them, and that you go before them by day time in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. So you are in the midst of your people. How can God be in the midst of his people and yet they couldn't possess the land? It is not possible. It cannot make sense that God will be with a people yet they could not reach their destination. They could not possess what they were supposed to possess. If God be for us, who can be against us? If none can be against us, how come they couldn't possess the land? So he interceded. He told God that it is not possible. If you do that, it will go back against you. Number two, his fame or his glory. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 15, it says, "Now if thou shalt kill all these people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak." Is this not the God we have heard and heard? How come God has failed this time? We've heard that this God never fails. All things are possible unto him. He can do all things, we've heard. How come, Lord, they will hear it, that you couldn't deliver? And your fame will be affected. Have you not said in your word, "For my name's sake, I will do this. I will not yield my glory to another. I will not let myself be defamed." Lord, do not let yourself be defamed. If you shall kill them, you shall let yourself be defamed. All glory to God. Number three, he focused on God's covenant with his people. In verse 16 of that same chapter, it says, "Because the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land which he swore unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness." The uncircumcised will say that because the Lord was not able to deliver his covenant, what he swore unto them, therefore he has destroyed them. That is what the people will say. After all, Lord, they are people. They will not be aware of the fact that the children of Israel did something wrong and therefore you disinherited them. They will not know. What they will know is the fact that you have swore unto them to give them a land and you couldn't deliver. Therefore, show mercy, pardon in the name of Jesus. Number four, he focused on God's own words, the things that God himself has said concerning himself. "And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." That is verse 17 and verse 18. So he's saying that you have said, you are a long-suffering God and of great kindness. Where is your kindness? The people are the people, and therefore they have done what a people will do. But you are not the people. You are a God who is of great kindness. Show forth your great kindness. Where is your long suffering? Long suffering is to be able to patiently bear and endure. But Lord, where is your endurance? Where is your long suffering? Lord, as you have said, prove it. Show forth. Bring it to pass that you are long suffering God. Oh, glory to God. Then finally, he spoke about God's faithfulness. In verse 19, it says, "Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven these people from Egypt even until now." So Moses made it clear to God that since they began the journey from Egypt, you have been pardoning them, you have been forgiving them, you have been showing them mercy. You have been very consistent with your kindness and mercies to them. Faithfulness is consistency. Lord, show forth that you are consistent. Even in our unfaithfulness, you cannot be unfaithful. You have to be faithful. In our inconsistency with you, Lord, you cannot let our inconsistency make you inconsistent. You got to be consistent, Lord. You pardoned them in Egypt. You pardoned them in the wilderness. Pardon them here as well, so that it shall be said that God is faithful. And the Bible says, "And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word." Oh, glory to God. Precious one, today I need you to take time off to intercede for somebody who doesn't know Christ. Intercede for somebody who is going through a difficult time. Intercede for a family. Intercede for your community, your work colleagues. Intercede in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth, begin to intercede for somebody who needs the touch and the move of God in his or her life, in Jesus' precious name. Borakashe, Emronoshe, Eretekeshe, Intelemahashe, Evendon Dilibi Indabrohoshe, Konde Berenim Dinda, Andabahandolo bokuni mini elema zondrokoshie reli barasata barungundum bumbambe empelelindi jende ruzugudugu barazandiete livrataka koroshe renti livri ini jegute livrala rahaka kandu kurubu uji leruza pinte prenuni marazaga dilikalundu jete frenima rakasite levrenimi stepeleli lungundambamba abagazo gozondo oshte levridi zatriki sopo mantruku zabini mayendele ishie rekoste levara kulumusete biriante levrenima gabazokete emelelilili o levraduja grigizo prantoste prenimi mandilivi inkantele vazuzi zokotolo bobobo dayende brebe brekisho televredi zuntru bukusa bagadendi nege ligra shala ratike solondi mandagazite zopratiki lingindembe embendembembi barahatata ragaziko zondroboshe bretika ligadele jelevrenime stepretisiki konokotolo rondu rini mrani shatevreme stepregija. In the name of Jesus, open up your mouth and begin to thank God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Boabinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.noahsproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@noahsproject.org. The Word of Faith podcast is a listener-supported ministry of the Noah's Project. If you want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noahsproject.org/donate. God bless you.